How we long that you may be encouraged and find out more and more how strong are the bonds of Christian love. How we long for you to grow more certain in your knowledge and more sure in your grasp of God Himself. May your spiritual experience become richer as you see more and more fully God's great secret, Christ Himself. For it is in Him and in Him alone that men find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Here now is David Johnston, teaching on your selected topic to help you in your walk with Christ.
My subject was how to conquer moods. How to conquer moods. And then I realized, as I worked on it yesterday, and I spent probably most of the day just in Scripture. That's what I do. I don't read any books. I just search Scripture. Because I don't want to tell you what's in the book. I want to tell you what's in the book. Amen? And that's my responsibility, is to search the Bible. And I don't read other books in support or getting ready for a sermon, ever. And as I search the Scriptures, I realize the Scripture has so much to say about this. And there are about five terms in the Bible that are used that you would call synonyms, words that mean the same but sound differently. Have I got the right definition for synonym? As opposed to antonym, as opposed to a homonym, right? All you English class students know what I'm talking about. But there are five synonyms in the Bible for moods, especially depressive moods. And the Scriptures have clear indications on how to conquer moods. And a person who is ruled by moods, mastered by his moods, is an out-of-control person. And the Lord doesn't want that. So that was my subject for tonight. And actually, it grew, and I decided that the third and fourth Sunday of January, I'm going to move it to the Sunday morning service and do a two-parter. So instead of that tonight, what I thought I would do is review with you, and hopefully briefly, a teaching from some years ago that I did only with current application on the two spirits of Christmas. And so if you want to take notes, you can. You may have some notes around from this because I taught it some time ago, but first of all, don't forget this Saturday evening is our Sunday morning service. It's happening earlier than 10 o'clock Sunday morning. It's happening at 5 p.m. on Saturday night, which is really Sunday morning. And dinner is right at 5 o'clock. We have at the moment 84 attending, so we hope to grow that number. And by the way, after church tonight, if some of you men would stay, just help us rearrange the tables and chairs for Saturday night. We'll do it right after service, so those who can come in to decorate won't have to do that. But we'll do that. But let's spend a few moments on this subject, the two spirits of Christmas. Heavenly Father, there's a war on. There's a war on in America right now. There's a war on in the world. And it is light versus darkness. It is the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of Satan. And the kingdom of Satan manifests himself in some strange ways sometimes, and unusual characteristics accompany these attacks. And so in the same way in which at your birth this war raged, it rages even in America today. Help us to receive some insights from this, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The first spirit is the spirit of Herod. Because you remember when Jesus was born, there was big trouble. And the spirit of Herod, who was the king during that time, Herod was jealous of anyone else being born a king. And when he heard these things, the Scripture says that he was troubled. It really aggravated him that this, quote, Messiah, this, quote, King of Kings, this, quote, Lord of Glory, was to be born anywhere close to or within his realm. And so the spirit of Herod was, I don't want this. I was aggravated, troubled. We don't want Jesus. Not only was Herod aggravated about this, but his attitude spread. He was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. And in fact, last week we learned some of the principles of friendship. And if you'll remember that one of the reasons why God wants us to be selective about our friends is because friends have influence with us. You know, birds of a feather flock together. And whatever you have is contagious. In fact, the scripture says that the companion of fools shall be destroyed. So if you hang out with a fool, whatever the fool has will get on you and get in you, and it will destroy you like it's destroying him. And here it was. This, by the way, is a principle of association that happens in all leadership, whether it be corporate leadership or political leadership. In leadership, attitudes always cascade downward. Show me the president who has an attitude of frugality. I'll show you middle management and lower management who are frugal as well, because that attitude, that leadership cascades downwards. You show me an immoral leader, I'll show you immoral followers, immoral middle management on down. Because like priests, like people. And so whatever leaders are like, that cascades down. And here's a typical illustration of it in Scripture. Not only was Herod aggravated about this and troubled, but his aggravation spread, and all Jerusalem was with him. And look at this. The citizens, in reference to Jesus, hated him. They sent a message saying, we will not have this man reign over us. And later on, of course, this spirit that Herod had at the birth of Christ really spread. And these people don't really want to find God themselves. Now, this is what Herod and the spirit of Herod says. Go and search diligently, and when you have found him, bring me word again. You know what the next part of the scripture is, that I may worship him also, right? They don't really want to find God themselves. They want you go find him. You wise men, you go find Jesus, and then you come and tell me. And what we need today is people who are willing to actually seek the Lord for themselves. Herod, the spirit of Herod, they don't want God. They don't really want God at all. And then they pretend to be worshipers. Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again. Now watch this, that I may come and worship him also. And you know this was pretended worship. I want to suggest to you today that we are living in a day and age which pretends to worship God, but we really deny him. Christ rejection is how it is demonstrated. And here it is in Herod. And in the days of Herod, in the spirit of Herod, they didn't really want to worship God. They pretended that they would worship him. And the spirit of Herod is really, they don't mind you believing in God, but they want to destroy. They want to destroy Christ. Look at the scripture. Then Herod was exceedingly angry and sent forth. Now look at this. When the wise men did not come back and report to him, he was really angry, and he was so mad. Look at what he did. He sent all his army, and they slew the children. How many of the children? All the children that were in Bethlehem, and all up and down the coast thereof, all of them that were 2 years of old or less. Because the spirit of Herod, which was around at the birth of Jesus, was out to destroy Jesus, and they stop at nothing. They're willing. They don't care about children. Can you imagine this? He's got to be here somewhere. We know he's supposed to be somewhere in this area of Bethlehem. So let's just all go out there and let's kill every child 2 years of age and under. Because the spirit of Herod wants to destroy Jesus. And I want to tell you that that spirit of Herod is here in America today. This year is kind of unusual. Instead of taking some places, they have just flat outlawed displays of the manger. Now, what I'm going to tell you, like, I almost hate to repeat this because it sounds so incredulous. They are, in some cities, allowing the manger scene, providing Jesus is not in the manger. That is going on in America today. They are allowing schools in some cities and on some public places to have a manger scene because it goes with the previous Christian tradition, but they can't put the baby in the manger. And they are passing laws to have Christless manger scenes. The spirit of Herod is here today. No angels to be displayed. In New Jersey, they banned Dickens' Christmas Carol. In St. Paul, Minnesota, no poinsettias. In Little Rock, no Christmas parade. You can have a holiday parade. In fact, if you've heard the buzz in the news lately, if you've heard Jerry Falwell as late as 3 hours ago on Fox Network on John Gibson's show, reporting on how many cities are not allowing Christmas trees. And if they're going to call them holiday trees, can you believe they're required to change the coloring away from the red and green of Christmas to other colors? How ridiculous is this, my friends? What causes this to take place in a legal system, a political system, an America, quote, Christian country such as ours? I want to tell you what causes it. It is the spirit of Herod. It's one of the Christmas spirits. It was alive back in Herod's day in the birth of Jesus. Alive in America. Oh, Jesus loves you. In fact, a law in a school passed yesterday in Plano, Texas. I don't know if you're up to date with what's going on in Plano, Texas. But among all other things, the school board allows children now to give a pencil to another child if it says Jesus loves you on it. But it can't come from a teacher to a student. And they are allowing them to pass out those kind. That's a new break, and it's because we're fighting in the courts. We're trying to do away with National Days of Prayer. And the Ten Commandments, of course, you know. No prayers in Jesus' name. You can pray in public. You can pray at public events, but you cannot use Jesus' name. This is the spirit of Herod. They're trying to ban Christian ministries in the prison. And in fact, the programs that are being brought in are being de-Christianized. That is, you can teach the principles of the Bible, but not quote the Bible. You can quote, or you can teach what you want, but you can't identify it with Jesus Christ. So, what is this? Why is this happening? It's because of the spirit of Herod. They're taking crosses. Oh, you all know this. They're taking the crosses off of policemen's uniforms. They're taking as late as yesterday. Let me see if I can bring back the details. As late as yesterday, crosses that were paid for by private funds on public property to honor where patrolmen have lost their lives in carrying out the law. I believe it's 9 crosses. And guess what? They're being legally charged, and the state is having to take down the crosses and put something up besides the cross to commemorate the death of officers who died in the line of duty. How is this Why is this going on? I suggest to you, it's the spirit of Herod. Of course, you know about the Honolulu police, so they no longer are allowed to say, so help me God, in the taking of the oath. Mention the police uniforms. No denominational prayers. Now, this is a kind of a hidden catchphrase, but what's behind this no denominational prayers means they don't really mean denominational. They just, no Christian prayers is what they mean. In fact, recently I was sad to attend a fundraising occasion where priests of several churches here in Jacksonville were in attendance and honored guests and spokespersons and the prayers. And guess what? All the prayers sounded really good, but no mention of Jesus whatsoever. And I tell you, this is because of the spirit of Herod. Doing away with police chaplains in Portland, Oregon. Amazing what's going on in the state of Oregon and the state of Washington. trying to stop the chaplains from being funded, which they have since the days of George Washington. The chaplaincy in both the House and the Senate has been funded by public funds. And of course, they're trying to do away with that. Trying to stop all ministries from pronouncing any views on sodomy, calling it discriminatory. They're trying to stop Christian blessings at military funerals, even though the family requests a Christian burial. You can't teach from Corinthians chapter 15 or use the name of Jesus. They are getting to where relief workers are not allowed to identify with Christ in their relief work. Jesus says, and as much as you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. We're supposed to give the cup of water in whose name? In the name of Jesus, we do these things. And now they want us to keep doing the relief work, but minus the name of Jesus. They have no spiritual components to relief work. Here are these people in Katrina devastation. And what the legal energies, the expenditures are being made is to stop us from giving godly counsel to these people who are homeless. Let me tell you something. When you're homeless, you need godly counsel. You need to hear spiritual counsel. When you go through the trauma that these folks have been through, then they desperately need to hear scriptures like, if he clothed the lily of the field, will he not clothe you? But again, why is this? Why is it? It's because the spirit of Herod, one of the Christmas spirits. No Christian symbols on military uniforms. So when our guys go overseas, they're not allowed to have anything that could be a talking point of religious symbol. And then they're trying to ban the judges on superior courts not be allowed to participate in any activity or any organization that discriminates on the basis of sexual orientation. Can you imagine that? In other words, they can't be a member of most Christian churches. They're trying to silence churches and pastors and the loss of 501(c). And so that if churches are speaking the truth about sodomy or abortion, then they are at risk of losing their 501(c)(3) status. In 2002, Disney ended 28-year tradition of on-site services for Christian guests. Can you imagine? Everything that's going on here is because of this spirit of Herod that is moving throughout the land, and it is spreading. It is contagious. They're trying to change the course of terms from Christian break to winter break. Trying to change the colors from Christmas colors. Again, in Plano, Texas, wasn't the clothes, but they weren't allowed to bring red and green dishes for the Christmas party at the school. In fact, the winter party at the school. Can you imagine a rule being passed on to children? You can't bring, you need to bring your own paper goods, but they can't be red and green. played such a blatant disregard. Of course, you all know, you watched the news yesterday. Well, yesterday was a landmark case. We are due for a very big battle. Just went out of my mind, the city. A Supreme Court judge ruled 159 pages of his ruling against schools being able to even mention, not teach, but mention the intelligent design as a theory of creation. In other words, he ruled for the exclusivity of Darwin's evolutionary theory. Now, this is a judge who's a Republican appointed by George W. Bush. That's what alarms me. Because how do we stop the infiltration into, quote, our ranks of godly people in godly positions? How do we stop the infiltration? What's going on here? I tell you, it is the spirit of Herod. They are out to destroy anything and anything that has to do with Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. So I was waiting to see what's going to happen. But this federal ruling, is going to have entire nationwide implications. Now, the judge said he could find no scientific indication for the theory of intelligent design. At least. Can you imagine that? And yet the same judge says he finds scientific evidence for the theory of evolution. Now, understand how simple the theory of intelligent design is. The school board only asked for one paragraph that a teacher could say once during the school year, 100 words long in the paragraph, to tell students that while they're studying the theory of evolution, they may want to check into the theory of intelligent design. Intelligent design simply says this, that if there is a design, there is a designer. That is an intelligent assumption, don't you think? There's a microphone maker. If there's a light bulb, there's a light bulb maker. And he says that this is not scientific, and passes a rule that will impact all of America's educational system. No wonder we teach that we need to come out of Babylon and stay out of Babylon, because it has become more Babylon every single week of the year. Why? Why has this happened? How could this be coming to pass? I suggest to you, it's because of the spirit of Herod. We mentioned this in prayer on Sunday. We ask you also to write your congressmen and write the senators, our congressmen, and the president's office, to ask him to resist, which by executive order, this notion that Christian chaplains are no longer being allowed in our military to use the name of Jesus in their prayers or in their ministries. They are trying to drive it out by the application of rule of law and regulation, not voted, not by elected officers, but within the gamut of our armed services. And I suggest to you, people, we better say something about it. But what's going on here? How could it be possible that in these United States of America, we could have a ban? George Washington would not have been allowed to fight in the military. Our founding fathers have no idea that such atrocities should take place in this America. Or they would have spent some more time in the Constitution if they thought we're going to pervert it the way we have. Why is it happening? It's because of a Christmas spirit, the spirit of Herod. But in contrast to that, the second spirit of Christmas is the spirit of the wise men. Now the difference between Herod and the wise men is as different as night from day and day from night and white from black and up from down. Because Herod said, go and bring me news when you find him. But it's the wise men that are in genuine pursuit of Christ. There came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, and they were making this inquiry, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? Wise men, a different spirit. They're not trying to destroy Jesus. They're trying to find him. They're not trying to destroy and cast down. They are searchers after Jesus. And of course, it's impossible to search after Jesus without searching Scripture. Now look at this. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? This is verse 2 of Matthew 2. But here's the rest of verse 2. For we have seen a star in the east. Now, where did they get this notion of the star in the east? And I want to suggest to you they got it from the Scriptures. So here we have it in Numbers chapter 24. I shall behold him, but not nigh. It's not now this is happening. But there shall in the future come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. They studied this Scripture. Even though they were from the east and countries away and 2 years' journey minimum away, they were searchers of Scripture. That's why they were following the star, because the Scripture prophesied that there was going to be a star that would come out of Jacob. So where is the star? And so we have seen his star in the east and we want to find it. They are searchers of the Scripture. In fact, when they were asked and questioned in Matthew, they said unto him, where is he to born? They said, he's going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. Now watch this. How did they know that? How did these wise men know that? Because they were searchers of Scriptures. For it is written by the prophet. So they not only studied the Scriptures in Numbers about the star coming out of the east, but they read what the prophet said. And they quote the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, here it is, in the land of Judah, are not least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. So the wise men were not only in pursuit of Jesus Christ, but they were students of the Scripture. That's in contrast to the spirit of Herod, the spirit of the wise men. And then the wise men knew what to do when they found him. And the answer to that is to worship him. We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Wise men are those who pursue Jesus, who study the Scriptures. And when they find him, know exactly what to do when they find him. They come to worship him. The reason the spirit of Herod, perhaps, is so predominant in these United States of America these days is because the people in mass are saying now what they said in Herod's day, we will not have this man rule over us. So they're phony worship. Like Herod said, come and let me know about him so I might come worship. It's insincere. They don't want to worship God. You see, it's easy for them to accommodate a nameless God, some deity that who may or may not exist, who is undefinable, unknown, has not revealed himself. It's easy for them to accommodate that because it requires nothing. But the moment you discover who God really is through the person of Jesus Christ, there is no more anonymity. There is no more vagueness. Now you either worship him or you reject him. And I say the spirit of Herod is perhaps driven because they will not have this man. They will not worship him. And then these liberals, these anti-Christ judges, these politicians who are against Jesus but, quote, for freedom of religion, who are really anti-Christ, they are a miserable group of people. Those who are the genuine followers of the Lord Jesus, they're happy when they saw the star. They rejoiced. They didn't just rejoice. Notice what the scripture said. They rejoice with exceeding great joy. Not just great joy, but exceeding great joy. Let us not, my friends, lose the spirit of the wise men simply because the spirit of Herod is so widespread today. Let us rejoice at this Christmas time and respond God's way, because the wise are not only the happy people, but the wise are givers. And when they had opened their treasures, as you know, we taught this last week, they presented them gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Last week we studied the seven gifts. Only three are listed here. Seven gifts that the wise men give. The spirit of the wise men. They know that it is wise not only to worship Jesus and to be givers and worshipers, but to listen to the leadership of God and of God's Spirit. They were warned of God in a dream that they should not return unto Herod. And so, in response to the warning from God, they departed into their own country a different way. I think it not necessary for me to say in a meeting such as this that we are here tonight not to make a decision about whether to follow the spirit of Herod or the spirit of the wise men, because we are here probably because we have already chosen the right Christmas spirit. So I want to commend you that we are those who reject the spirit of Herod, which is so prevalent in America today, and we have the true spirit of Christmas exhibited, personified, demonstrated by the wise men, spirit of the wise men. And we are, my friends, in genuine pursuit of God. Don't let the spirit of Herod, because the wise men didn't, they did not let the spirit of Herod keep them from pressing on through, finding Jesus, worshiping him, giving him of their gifts, and following the directions of God to return a different way. Don't let the spirit of Herod, and it's all around it. I mean, you can listen to the noise. In fact, if you wish to, let me see if I left this here. If you go to lc.org, that's this website, this is the Liberty Council that's based out of Orlando, Florida. This is their website, and you click there. You got a little Christmas tree here. You click here, and you can find out all about what's going on in the attempt to destroy Christmas, which is really not what they're trying to do. This is not an attempt to destroy Christmas. This is an attempt to destroy Christ from the lives of America. And I say, let us rejoice all the more in this season. Amen. Amen. So my encouragement to you tonight is that this Christmas season, don't let anything dampen your spirit. Not the spirit of Herod, not at all. Not what's going on out there. We can join the battlefield out there politically, legally, but most of all, what we really want to do is honor the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts and in our spirits and glorify Him. And Somebody once said, the darker the night, the brighter the light. You know, if I lit a flashlight right in here with all this light flooding, you probably wouldn't see much light coming out of the flashlight. But if you turn the lights out, this light really seems bright now. See, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And I believe that somehow through all this thing, Jesus Christ in America, I mean, there's going to be a backlash. I am trusting that the majority of Americans are going to discover the difference between these two spirits and let our politicians and our legal system know that we will not stand. We the people. We the people. We the people. We want Christ. We want crosses. We want Christmas trees. And we don't want anything to change. And the spirit of Herod must be driven out by the spirit of wise men, true seekers after God. Would you say amen to that? Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Some of you may know this, but Lowe's and several other retailers started the season with no mention of Christmas in their advertisements. They allowed their employees to say Merry Christmas, but they were not going to have any advertisements that had Christmas in it at all. Everything was Happy Holidays. Lowe's went so far as to even say, oh, these are not Christmas trees, but holiday trees. And what was funny is they actually put underneath it Feliz Navidad trees in Spanish, which means Merry Christmas, and they didn't know it. But and the people buying the holiday trees had to go inside to buy a Christmas tree stand, not a holiday tree stand. But anyway, there was such a backlash that Lowe's has done a 180. They said next year they will. Definitely all their money has already been spent and the budget has been spent. But Lowe's has already said they definitely will include Christmas next year. Several others, Walmart, Target, Kmart, all of them have come around. Because Walgreens, yeah, because of the power of the dollar. You know, they offended a lot of people. And we, I know, we went out of our way to avoid Walmart until they did a 180 on
it. Yeah, it was hard for me to imagine that Walmart took its position.
Oh, yeah. Ace Hardware, when we were looking for alternatives to Walmart, which is, there's very few, Ace Hardware was, they were very open about the fact that they were advertising Christmas. Yeah. Christ.
Well. Just repeat that so everyone can hear that.
Ace Hardware would not even write Xmas on their Christmas boxes. They spelled out Christ, Christmas.
Amen, amen.
We trust this teaching has been a blessing to you. For further information on other teaching and series topics, please visit our website at nothingbutthetruth.us or call us toll-free at 1-888-THE-TRUTH. That's 1-888-438-7884.